So we're going to talk about how important it is for you to deal with the grudges in your life so that you can be free in the future to be in the best kind of relationships you can with the people you care about most. Because if you don't deal with the grudges in your past, you're going to be locked in on some challenges in your future. And we know nobody wants that. So one of the interesting things about grudges is that if we don't deal with the grudges that we currently have that are rooted in the insults, the injuries, or the mistakes of the past, they can have a tremendous impact on our future. Now, there's some specific things like holding a grudge is not good for your general spiritual health. It's not good for your general physical health. But also, it is very bad for your future relational health with the people in your life. Because what happens is if we have a grudge against one person who has a particular role or responsibility in our life, and then we have a new person come into our life that has that same kind of role or responsibility, if we don't deal with the grudge from the old person, we're going to transfer that grudge to the new person, and we don't even know that we're doing it. This is something that psychologists and social workers have observed people do, and you maybe have been doing this and you don't even realize it. So let me give you an example of what this looks like. Let's pretend, for instance, that we have a situation where there's a stepchild and a stepparent, right? And maybe there is a stepparent out there who is a wonderful and amazing stepparent. They exist, right? By the way. And the reason that there is a stepparent coming into the stepchild's life could be many different reasons. But perhaps there could be a grudge that is being held on by the stepchild against the stepparent. Now, the stepchild, let's say if they're a real child or even a little bit older, we're not going to hold this against them that they have a grudge, but let's just say that this could be true. And what's going to happen is if you don't deal with the grudge, you are going to transfer it from the other parent to the step parent. And this step parent could have no responsibility or no reason to have this happen to them, perhaps, let's just say. And because of that, the grudge has a power over the future. It puts a wrinkle, a rupture in the relationship between this new set of people that are together, the stepchild and step parent, and that is just not how it should be. The relationship here, they should be free for the future to be as loving and as wonderful as possible. This is a pretty clear example of when we do this, but this can happen in a lot of different relationships as well, right? This could happen between you and a coworker. You have an old coworker with a grudge, and a new coworker comes along, and you think they're going to be the same way, and you're going to have the same issues. It could happen with a boss. It could happen with a sibling. It could happen with a spouse. If a new spouse comes in, this all can happen. Right? This is all the kinds of places where we have to be very careful to understand we don't want to let a grudge stay with us in the future. So what we have to do is deal with it in the present so that the past doesn't come with us. And this is definitely one of the ways that we want to move forward, and one of the ways that God wants us to move forward as well, as we think about the kind of people that God wants us to become. The Apostle Paul, who wrote to the people that lived in the ancient city of Corinth, talked about it in this way, that when God comes into our lives, we become new creations. The old has gone and the new has come. And then because of that, God trusts us with the work of reconciliation, trusts us with the message of reconciliation, that God loves the world, that God sent Jesus to bring us back into right relationship with God and others. And because of that, we want to bring God's love and peace and forgiveness and hope, that's reconciliation, into all of the lives that we have, all of the circumstances of life. Not a single part of our lives should be the old creation anymore. It should always be coming the new creation. That's what Paul writes in his letter of 2 Corinthians, and it's in chapter 5 in case you ever want to find it. Now, what this means is that when we embrace the new creation, we are becoming more and more the people of the future that God wants us to be. And in order to get there, we have to deal with the grudges that we have in the present time against the people in our lives, or maybe the ones that you're holding against other people are being held against you. And when we deal with these things, we release ourselves for the freedom that God wants for us in the future. and it will no longer hold power over us as we try to embrace more and more of the loving and hopeful and peaceful life that God wants for every single one of us. There are many different ways that we can think about becoming a new creation, but I think when we apply this sense of wanting to deal with the grudges in our lives, it is absolutely one of the ways that we can move forward more and more as God wants us to. So when we think about how can we become new creations, how can we be people that carry that message of reconciliation forward into every day that we have going forward, we need to be able to really commit to dealing with those grudges in our lives. We want to really ask ourselves, is there a person that is I'm holding a grudge against or is holding a grudge against me that I really need to work on bringing that forgiveness to? Because I want to be free to have a kind of healthy relationship, faithful, one filled with forgiveness with them in the present, in the future, and if there's somebody new that comes into our lives. We don't want to bring somebody new into our lives and have them feel like there's a whole bunch of baggage or other issues that come with it because we haven't dealt with our past. That isn't freedom for anybody. And that isn't the kind of forgiveness that God wants us to have. So God wants us to look deeply into our hearts, look deeply into our minds, and find out and ask ourselves, is there a grudge that I need to let go of and work on in the past so I can be free for the future that I want? Not just the one that you want, but the future that God wants for you as a new creation. There's a burden I really believe that so many of us carry when we carry these grudges. And they just hold us back. They hold us back in the past. They challenge our present and they corrupt our future. And no one wants to have a future that's already corrupted because they haven't dealt with the past. God invites all of us to become new creations by dealing with the grudges and all the other challenges and sins we have in our lives. But this particular time, ask yourself, is there a grudge from the past that I need to work on finding forgiveness for so I can have freedom for the future that God wants for me, so that I can become a new creation in God? God wants each and every one of us to be a new creation so that we have a beautiful future blessed with God's love and grace. I mean, doesn't that sound awesome? Doesn't that sound great? I sure think it does. So ask yourself, how do I deal with that grudge in the past so my future can be the best it can be according to God's plan and God's grace in my life? Would you please pray with me? God, we come before you asking for you to really help us see where in our lives in the past are we holding on to a grudge, or maybe there's a grudge against us that we really need to deal with so we are free for the future. God, we thank you that you are a God who makes us new. We thank you that you're a God who reconciles us to you and calls us to reconcile with others. God, help us to embrace that forgiveness that leads to reconciliation so we can have the future that you truly want for us, free from the power of grudges in the past, so we can have a future that is filled indeed with your love and your peace. God, we pray all this in your name. Amen.